It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, May 28th, goes to my Carolina brethren, Cam Coldheart. I was highly entertained by Cam Coldheart this weekend, not because he did anything particularly entertaining, but because watching him try to convince the internet that he wasn't bothered by the beatdown that he received at the hands of the baby, when he was clearly bothered by the beatdown he received at the hands of the baby, was highly entertaining. Now, if you haven't heard, a quick recap, Cam Coldheart is a rapper from Charlotte who is clearly highly upset that the baby, who's also from Charlotte, is on and not him. Trust me, I went down a Cam Coldheart rabbit hole this Memorial weekend. and for the past couple of years, you, Cam Coldheart, have done nothing but taunt the baby. You have had nothing good to say about the baby. Let's listen to this hate.
How the hell do you carry guns with no license and you a convicted felon and you pop the in Walmart and you ain't least catch the convicted felon charge or carrying concealed weapon? Either you the police or you lying. And somebody else put that up and you motherfucking getting the fame off of it. It don't sound like you popped the, bro. And it's just me speaking for the people. Come on, man. Anybody that know me or this little know this little not really trying to fight me. This little peewee-ass little boy, I throw you. This all cap trying to promote his album. Now y'all ass boys on. He clout chase my. Somebody got a clout chase. Why they responding to me? Because I got clout, ass. I got clout. He trying to get clout off me around here, talking like he tough like that. Making sure he good at home, because he know I really can make it the way he won't be. You feel me? You won't even be safe to come home or do a show nowhere if I said so. And check the out. Drop the address. Y'all tell that and tell me to drop the address wherever, right
Lord
now. I'm on the way. That's on my kids. That's on Charlotte. That's on the Carolinas. I'm on the way right now.
Wow.
Listen. And that
jeesh.
That's just a snippet.
You really were
that's just a
into
snippet.
This.
Yeah, too.
That's
really
just a snippet
this.
Of what he's been doing the past couple years.
I don't even want to picture you at home just looking up all these clips.
Hey man, I'm an old man. I like to see the young boys just act up from afar. All right. My brother Cam Coldheart, if nobody else is gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you. You look like a grade A hater. Okay, you look like a man who is highly upset the baby is on and not you. Okay, which I think is wild because the Carolinas need to be sticking together. You should be rooting for the baby to win because when he wins, he opens the floodgates for a bunch of new Carolina artists. As you can see, the baby is prospering. Stunner 4 Vegas is right behind him. I see the young man Rich Dunk moving, Black Zach moving, Tia Kareen, Renny Rucci. All I'm saying is the baby got people talking, so why not celebrate him instead of hate on him? Because the next person who could benefit from him shining a light on the Carolinas, in particular North Carolina, may be you. Well, Cam Coldheart and the baby ended up in the same Louis Vuitton store this weekend. Louis Vuitton store in South Park Mall, I believe. And Cam Coldheart decided to taunt the baby, decided to talk reckless to the baby. And, well, it didn't end the way I think he wanted it to because Cam Coldheart got caught with his pants down.
Come on, you a bitch. Y'all look at this nigga the baby. That nigga the baby in here talking some shit. He walking up on me and shit like he about to do something. What you don't do? What you taking your shit off for?
Scared
away.
This scary ass nigga.
Scared away.
Get the police in here.
Scared away.
Nigga, so scared, boy.
Scared
ooh, I should make a
go. Don't be scared.
Scared away.
Come
nigga.
Buy your shit.
Scared
come
away.
Buy your shit.
Scared away.
Come buy your
scared
shit.
Scared away.
Cam Coldheart.
Scared
come
away.
Buy your shit.
Get the fuck Coldheart.
Get away, please.
All I heard was, excuse me.
I think that was the white lady.
Oh.
Can we hear the aftermath of the altercation?
Punk Cam Coldheart. Punk Cam Coldheart. I'm the truth, nigga. Not the mouth. Me. Dolo. I'm the truth. Quit playing with me, boy. Quit playing with me, boy. Pick your pants up, nigga.
This video shows the importance of belts. All right, the fat Cam Coldheart was attempting to buy a belt, and then Cam ended up on the ground with his pants around his ankles, shows why belts are so important. You really shouldn't leave home without one. Even though Cam got caught with his pants down, he shouldn't have got caught with his pants down because he was aware of the baby's body. All right, you can't act war ready with no belt and your pants hanging around your ankles. All right, I watched Cam try to fight the baby with his phone in one hand and trying to keep his pants up with the other hand. You wasn't even ready for what you was asking for, Cam. Come on now. Well, Cam Coldheart the next day was acting like he was unbothered, but when a person keeps telling you over and over how unbothered they are clearly bothered.
I'm going to keep it real, though. I ain't think little niggas going to try. You know who I am around this motherfucker, you feel me? But he did, though. He got security with him. He got his ego up with his new diamonds and his new deal and shit. Come on, my nigga. I just flooded in 50K followers.
This shit don't make or break me, nigga. I'm so much more than some niggas jumping me. You feel me? I'm about to use this following for some whole other shit, nigga. This won't matter, nigga. Lambo truck on the way this year. Mark my word, nigga. I'm so much more than a nigga.
That's what I'm talking about. Lambo truck on the way.
This is envy all day.
This year.
No, listen. Don't encourage this. All right, turn your goddamn Evie, phone off when I'm trying
doing?
To talk.
What are you doing?
Lambo, Lambo dealer. Guys.
Listen, I want you to listen to your Uncle Shala, my brother, Cam.
What's all right? Happened?
People are laughing at you, not with you. All right, don't let this be your legacy, my guy. I don't care how many new IG followers you got. I don't care how many blogs post you. None of that matters when it comes to who you are as a man. Who cares if you get a new Lambo truck? You just going to be the guy in the Lambo truck that the baby beat up. And with your luck, the only Lambo truck colors that will be available are black and blue. All right? Which will be yet another reminder of how the baby beat you. Look, I have no remorse for anyone who trolls someone online the way Cam Cole was trolling the baby. If you're taunting somebody online like that, talking crazy to someone online like that, you get what you earned. Okay, not what you deserved, what you earned. All right? Cam, you caused this whole situation on yourself because you've been hating on the baby. You clout chasing, and now you got the clout, but not the clout you was looking for. See, words matter. And clout has a couple of definitions. One is influence or power, especially in politics and business. That's the clout everyone is chasing nowadays. They want power, all right? They want influence. But the other definition for clout, and you can look it up if you think I'm lying.
A song by Cardi B and Offset.
No.
I know that song.
It's a heavy blow with the hand or a hard object. All right, synonyms for clout include smack, slap, punch, bang. So, yes, you was chasing clout and you got it. You got those heavy blows from the baby's hand. And I don't care if you got jumped. No such thing as a fair one, my brother, because life is not fair. You said you was ready for whatever. That's part of the whatever, Cam. Listen, treat people the way you want to be treated. Talk to people the way you want to be talked to. Respect is earned, not given. Trust me, I've been punched on camera before. Because you can't tell people how to react to what you say about them. And I ran when I got punched on camera. The video is on YouTube right now. It was like 6-7 years ago. The reason I ran is because I didn't want to end up like Cam Coldheart, laid out on the ground, bloody, with my pants around my ankles. But I'm saying all that to say, when you put disrespect out there, the disrespect will return to you. So I just want everyone to know that all recklessness that's displayed online, all this talking crazy to people, all this running up on people with cameras because you want clout, let Cam Coldheart be a lesson to us all. You don't deserve what you haven't earned. You get what you give, and Cam, you earned that beatdown and the viral embarrassment that comes with it. Please let Remy Ma give Cam Coldheart the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
I don't feel sorry for him.
We can tell.
And once again, he is not on. All right? This is not going to translate to any money. It's not going to translate to any deals. It's just going to be a bunch of viral embarrassment and digital depression. Mm. That's it.
Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey!